Okay, as Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting back to order. Present still is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. With that, there's no business being brought out of the executive session, so let's continue on with general business from the director, staff.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, we have just a couple more things to bring to your attention. With regard to the AOI findings from all the work that you all just accomplished, staff is putting the FCOs together and been working with Zach on that. We anticipate that, well, the reason I bring it up is we anticipate doing all the findings on one day.
Perfect.
It's got to be before the end of the year, so we're looking at like the 30th, right after legal and
Mr.
being
Chairman,
done with those.
Okay with it.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Well, trying to keep all the troops together here.
Zach will be scheduling that.
Okay.
Through your staff.
Chairman,
we have Melba.
Melba next Tuesday or Wednesday. So we can put that whole thing to bed. And legal and meet the letter of the law that has to be done by the first year.
Yeah.
Good job, everyone.
Yeah.
Good job, you guys.
General question, have you been contacted by Nampa Highway District?
I haven't.
Okay. I have. So I'm going to meet with them. It has to do with the change of boundary for Nampa, and I have no idea. It'll be an interesting meeting.
Affects the highway district per se. Other than the only thing regarded, that's more annexation because Nampa takes over the highway district road when it becomes inside the city. So
yeah.
That's really not an area impact thing. Maybe we have to do some education with the fire district and
maybe
the highway
so.
Districts about areas of impact.
Yeah. Anyway, it'll be interesting.
If you need assistance with that, just let me know.
Yeah, I'll maybe call and have one of you three come over and sit with me.
Okay. Cool. Okay. And then we wanted to provide you a little bit of update on the status of our hearing applications. And that's,
yes.
I asked Dan to be here. He has a little information for you.
Okay.
Can I have the screen? So what this shows here, I'm going to go over the calendar year of 2025, how many cases we receive, where we're at on caseload. So as you see, number of cases total we have right now is 110. Of those, 67 are under review and 18 are on hold. 25 are scheduled for hearings right now, so they already have a scheduled date. And as you can see, I think we have a couple more cases going through by the end of this year, but we're at 92 cases that we got completed this whole year. That is, I think last year we got 67 based on the numbers I saw. So we did a lot more cases this year, as you can see on the screen. I just want to say the 110 that are still left over, as you can see, four of them are from 2021. 22 is 17 cases left over, 23, 9, and then 2024, 22, and then you can see majority of them are 2025 cases. So you can see a lot of the cases are up to date. We're still getting through that backlog there, but we're making some headway. And then you can see the number of cases we received just in 2025. We have about 99 cases. I think today I received two, so it's a little more than that. For admin cases, these are all director's decision type of cases. We have 200. I think that's more than when I created this sheet here. And then inquiry research, that's your entitlement research, that's your property-specific research. We had 197 of those. And then pre-applications, 139. So we've had quite a number of cases come through that our staff is working towards. My goals this year is one, definitely get the cases that are pre the 2030 comp plan done and out the door. If I can get all of 2024 done, that'd be awesome as well, and just sticking to at least 2025 and newer.
Yeah.
The
other thing is subdivisions. So the 2022 and 2023 are really old subdivisions. Most of those are old subdivisions, and a lot of that came from the way we used to do processing. So planning used to do a lot of the subdivisions, and then sometime in 2022 planning didn't get to touch anymore. It was just engineering department got to do nothing but the subdivisions, as they were a team of two, and now it's a team of one. And so in 2024, 2025, especially as Jay came in, we started giving help to Dahlia, who was reviewing all these. And so you got bottlenecked, just one person doing it all.
Right.
I stepped in to help. We're developing a process to make sure as we give these to other planners, they understand what we need to do and the timeframes we need to hit. So my goal this earlier in 2026 is get that SOP out, train everybody. And so these subdivisions are not just on Dahlia's plate or my plate, it's on everybody's. And it'll make everything run smoother. We'll start seeing a lot more of these subdivision cases come through and get those out the door. So that's my goal earlier this year. And then the third one, a lot of those old cases are because they're incomplete. They're massively incomplete, and there's not a lot we can do about them because they're incomplete. These came in before we had that code saying we can just kill them off if it's over 6 months incomplete. So my goal, again, after having discussions with the board at our last workshop, is come up with the process saying if they're incomplete, we're not accepting them, or we're sending them back, and thank you for the money that you paid us. If you want to submit them and you want to submit incomplete information, we're going to give you a few warnings. If it's 6 months goes by and you didn't do anything, it's dead.
I'd really strongly advocate that.
So that's my goal, my three goals this year. Other than long-range planning, we have a lot of a direction from the board already where we want to go with some of the code changes and comp plan stuff. So working on that. But the major ones for cases, those are the three I really want to focus on. Get cleaned up on our cases, come up with a better understanding of how we want to deal with incomplete applications, and then have a better subdivision process so those run smoothly through our department.
Mr. Chairman, you also find that some of those old applications, subdivisions specifically, also relate to development agreements that allowed something totally different than we normally see these days. And it's like, okay, the political climate has changed. And I don't know if you're going to get down that road. That complicates matters as well. But you see the total number of cases, 110. There's nothing that has not been assigned.
Okay.
They're assigned. They're substantially in review. It's a matter of getting them to the finish line.
Chairman, can I ask a question? And maybe you can reserve the right to answer or not, but on those, you said 2021 and 22 on those. So are they things in the development agreement, like it's not in our code, landscape requirements, or what's the nature on those?
One specifically is way out Sunny Slope Way, that the development agreement, it's like 200-400 acres, and it is 1 acre lots, and it's huge.
And what they
haven't submitted. We've suggested that they submit a different preliminary plat for that, because what they had submitted previously doesn't meet the requirements of the development agreement. The development agreement required a road, and there's ambiguity as to timing and when parts of that road had to be built. It doesn't say per phase. It just leaves it open. Does that whole road need to connect to the next road at the initial phase or the last phase? And God knows when that is. But that's complicated, and they don't want to talk about it a lot.
Have they started, like, where are they at in the 2-year tripping point for meeting the...
So the preliminary plat hasn't been approved yet, because, and that's that, the preliminary plat is hanging. The development agreement came way back when, previous boards, maybe I don't know when exactly, but they can't meet the conditions the way that the current preliminary plat application stands. The layout doesn't work for what the conditions are requiring. So we've asked them to submit a new preliminary plat. They're like, no, we want to take this one forward.
So the board does have some interesting ones coming your way in the 2026. We'll have two that you have to decide if the development agreement's still alive or dead. And because there's no time frame, but there's a lot of talks in that agreement that time is of the essence. You need to do it in a reasonable time frame. It is
is two comp plans old too long? You know, things like that we have to discuss. So one of the things we have to do is get that in front of you and see if it's vested or not. And if so, then we don't have to worry so much. We just work on the plat. But if it isn't, then it's dead. You know, so we have to talk about that. The other one we have to talk about is Todd Lakey's text amendment for that, that shop and the direction we got from you. We honestly haven't heard much back from Todd about that. So it's just sitting. So there's a lot of that. And so the other ones with the development agreements, owners have changed twice, you know, so we... It's been sitting because of these things. And so I told my staff, like, no more of that. Like, we just told them, you haven't moved on that. If you don't do this within this time, we're just taking it to hearing and see what happens. And then up to you at that point.
It just can't sit anymore. You have to give them a time frame to meet. If they don't,
And Chairman, to say one more time, we can't apply the ordinance on the incomplete application retroactively, which is unfortunate. Okay.
Yeah. And Chairman, Commissioners, I think if somebody is just hell-bent on going forward, even though they know it's probably not going to end well, I'm not sure we have the authority to just stop that. I need to talk to Zach about that.
And that's what Commissioner Holden asked us to look into. So Zach and I are still working through that scenario, and if they still get their due process, even if it's a piece of garbage.
Okay.
So we're looking at that.
I have a treatment plant that deals with due process.
Yes.
So the only thing that I would ask is that staff be factual and painfully clear when an incomplete comes forward because the applicant demands that, then that's in our presentation to the board. There's no whitewash, there's no building up of the negativity, it's just factual.
And that is the direction I've been giving my staff, so when it is incomplete or something we can't support because it's missing all this stuff, right, tell them why we can't support it, here's the reasonings, do you want to give us some information to fix that?
Right.
And we give them a time frame so, right, to answer us if they want some more time to do that or if they don't care. And usually we'll go, no, just move ahead. We don't care. And we try to put that in your exhibit so you can see we had that conversation and they didn't want to add anything else.
Okay. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that that gets delineated as a part of the staff review to the board in the hearing.
Okay. We can do that. Definitely do that.
Because I think it's unfair to all the other applicants who bend over backwards and try to cooperate and provide all the information that you guys end up needing to know to get to the finish line, and I think it's just fair for everybody.
And I feel like if a few of those go through to you guys and you're like, nope, dead, you didn't do anything, if you do a few of those, I think it'll send the message, we don't want these incomplete information, so stop doing that.
Yeah.
And Chairman, I would say too, like, we're going to visit this remand to P&Z, like, somebody coming forward, oh, well, but I really want to throw this in. We've had a lot of that in the history, but I would not remand it because it just keeps it in a cycle. So if it's been like that, it's not a remand. It's a new application, and we don't accept incomplete applications. So that would be my proposal. That
we'll have to do it as a fair and equitable process.
Right.
So yeah. That's what we're...
Yeah. It could just keep going around and take the place of applications, to your point, of people that are submitting complete applications. It gets inserted ahead of people that are doing the diligence, and I don't want to do that.
What happens is we have to, of course, take PNZ, so we've got to do a staff report for denial. Then that comes to board, so we update our staff report, either decide to come with new information or stand on that. And then you remand, then we're reevaluating the whole thing again.
Right.
And that's not fair to...
That's my point.
...the future applicants about applications.
Right.
It's going to drive up the cost of doing business because we've got to cover it. We're eating the cost of the
right.
poor applications when we take them in hearing in the first place. But if you give them more chances, then we're going to have to raise our fees to cover it in the future.
Right.
No,
thanks for putting that on the record. It's exactly my point.
We're going to do that.
Yep.
Through the chair, we'll do a better job too when we see these things to also state it in your decision options in the staff report to remind you.
Right.
This was incomplete, you can deny it, you can remand it, you can, so just give you some thoughts on how you deal with it.
And is there a way, which is not in our decision-making process, but to say that applicants who want to move ahead, that remanding is not an option, like they have to go back, that there's going to be some incentive with that?
I think the code gives you the option to do that, but we can just warn them that it might not be, but at the end, it's due process. You may hear stuff that we are not hearing during testimony that allows it to be more remanded instead of just killed off. So.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta wait and see what happens.
Okay.
So, yeah, thanks.
Thank you. And recommend they submit a new application.
That's where I would like to go, but.
So, process question. On the scheduled hearings, there's 25 scheduled. Does BOCC staff have that calendar available to them?
We have the calendar for BOCC. A lot of these are PNZ.
Oh, I see.
It's a mix of everybody.
It's a mix. Can you see process-wise if we can create the BOCC calendar that goes way out? Because we do our very best to have all three of us, and if we're stacking and packing that many that far out, it's likely somebody has plans between the three of us that we might be gone. We'd rather know and try to work so all three of us are here the best, very best we can.
Okay. So how we typically do it right now is we'll just say it's ready. We'll send a message to your staff to see what's the next available you have, and usually they give us many options that based on your open, and these are usually a month and a half to 2 months out, typically.
Okay.
So that's, and then they give us one, and then we say, yeah, do that.
Okay.
Typically, yeah. So, okay. That, so.
We, yeah, I don't want to break something that's working. I just don't also.
So our hearing specialist maintains a spreadsheet that she provides with the at each P&Z, so we know, so the commission knows, you know, what's coming up in their schedule, but it also, it includes the scheduled BOCC hearings, and but it includes everything, all the applications that are in the hearing process. Maybe you want to see that once.
Yeah, that could be
that's
helpful.
Because she keeps it up to date.
I don't want to disconnect or change anything that you and our staff are doing to do this. I'm just saying.
We already have that, so we could certainly make you aware of it.
Okay. Very good. And then the code changes and all of that, we're going to be picking them up at the first of the year. Or? Good.
Yep.
We're not doing that on the 30th, huh?
You plan. Yes.
Okay. Very
starting
good.
Starting down the road on the next one. So.
Okay.
All right. Cleanups and what have you.
Yeah. Right on.
As well as the admin division. And the,
right.
The ones you've already mandated.
Okay. Correct. What else?
Oh, go ahead, James. Sorry.
No.
Chairman, a couple things. I've got my monthly report, but I think you guys have had that for about 2 weeks electronically. What I might recommend is Jennifer and I worked on the public hearing website, our changes to that. My understanding is that the board may want to talk about the look and feel of that. So that's one reason Jennifer's here today, if that discussion, if you want to have that discussion today.
The concern that was raised to me was the several constituents were frustrated that it was so identical that they were a little bit convoluted where they were at. It's like, okay, I suppose we could quickly fix that. That was the main complaint that I got several times. Did you gain from IT or not?
Hi, Mr. Chair, no.
Okay.
Chairman,
Commissioner Van Beek, the concern I heard was that, yes, we have this calendar thing, and if you don't know the date, you don't know where it's located. And so is there a quick hit of what's already scheduled so they could see what the date is, and then they can go look for it? Something like that, that's a quick hit informational before they look through the calendar to find that case.
I can agree with that. With the change, I can't look at a calendar ahead and pick those days out. I have to go one day at a time to to see where it's at, and that seems like in the world of technology, that's not the easiest. So perhaps a little bit formatting or changing of the site to, or just a gross list of what, this is what's currently scheduled, and then I can go to the date and go to the data. I don't really care how it, how, but that would be a, two things. They know that they're on DSD page, and then a quicker way to look at, see what the forecasted BOCC hearings are, which I understand you're doing hearing examiner, we're doing P&Z also, and I don't care if they're all on the same page, it's just...
So, Jay already told you we already keep a list of everything that's scheduled, an Excel spreadsheet basically of everything that's all the way, I think right now we have it all the way up to February, so maybe that's something, I don't know how easy that is, but something that we just update that as we update that, they can just show a quick list where every, the dates are, and then they can go find it on the calendar for that
right.
date.
Right, okay.
Something simple as that.
So, Mr. Chair, as far as the application is concerned, it's a custom written application. IT builds it, so they'll build whatever requirements the DST and the board really wants to do. There's all kinds of options.
Okay.
I think having a summary of what's scheduled to see what those dates are, like that quick list that you're referencing, would be really nice.
Yeah, that'd be really helpful.
It's all color-coded and pretty, too. You can tell what's really BOCC versus P&Z versus...
Nice.
Yeah. Great. It's super.
On the subject of the hearing examiner, I did want to let the board know, when we have requests to legal, we usually work through the PA's website because there is a, hey, staff, you need to legal advice or help with something. I sent them the resume of our current preferred applicant for the hearing examiner and said, hey, we need a contract. It should be basically the same as the last person we hired. And I just submitted that today. So my hope is to having a hearing examiner on board by maybe February. That'll help with what Dan was showing you with scheduled hearings and such, because those are in the middle of the day on Monday. They're also a fantastic training opportunity for our newer staff. It's a way to ease into the public hearing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And we do have a new staff member coming on the 5th of January, a new associate planner.
Oh, wow.
Just,
nice.
Just right. Signed him on last Friday or Thursday. Or Monday. It was Monday.
Share the burden.
Did you have comments? I did. I just wanted to add a couple of things. So in regards to the land use page, we do have a couple of items already posted out there, those being the list of 2025 and 2026 hearings for the P&Z. What we don't have is a list of hearings for the board, which maybe is the issue that people are having.
Mm-hmm.
So if we put out the color-coded Excel spreadsheet, that may help direct people to where they want to go.
Right.
I would like to, at some point, I do have some improvements I would like to make to that page, but it does involve, from what I understand, a little bit more programming on the back end, and limiting or not allowing someone to click on a date where there are no entries or color code the calendar to delineate that there's an entry there.
Mm-hmm.
Something to draw the eye to, not having to click through
right.
or advance day by day.
Yeah.
So we're kind of working through how to make that better for the public.
Okay.
So there's some improvements to be made for sure.
Perfect.
But we do appreciate that feedback that you get from the public, so we know what the public thinks of it that we don't necessarily hear.
Right, where we work with it every day.
Yeah. We kind of live in that.
Yeah, we get very jaded or very climate controlled to how it is.
Definitely.
We just need to do whatever we can do to make it as user friendly as we can for the public.
Definitely.
Chairman, with that, can someone reach back out to the person I spoke with at the AOI hearing for Middleton? I did forward that email just to let them know. Yes, that there's been a discussion and what, just see if the solutions that have been proposed today meet what she, the concerns that she expressed. She let me know that she was had good knowledge of how IT and software works. So she's trying to help people that are struggling to get the transparency component. So we want to help people.
I'll do that.
And that's the person I heard from.
Yes.
So yeah.
Okay.
It seemed like those were fairly good inputs.
I thought they were. Yeah. Her desire was sincere and genuine to help people navigate the process. And honestly, having an outside person navigating our website is good feedback just from the general public on, is this easy to use? Is it hard to use? What can we do to make it better? So thank you, Cheryl, for the input that you've provided, and we are taking that under advisement.
Process question. So for the 30th, how many days ahead will we have those FCOs available for public?
Because it's an agenda item, I think we have to have it to 48 hours.
It's 48 hours. Is there any likelihood that the ones that are already done, can we start having our staff populate that agenda item for the 30th?
I will talk to our staff right now. They're still working on FCOs, the descriptions for the areas, and then working with Zach on the ordinance language and things like that. So we have a meeting on the 19th to hopefully combine all those or talk about that, especially after the 17th, if we get a better understanding of Melba's map. Hopefully combine those together and then see how fast we can get to your staff. If we can get it sooner,
yeah,
we can. But I think the goal, if there's mess ups or things that we need to fix, is at least 40 hours before.
Correct. Okay. I was just trying to quell any potential issues with the public to have that out sooner than later. And sometimes 48 hours, and you have Christmas as one of those hours, is pretty short notice. So, okay, that sounds good. Question. Oh, I hate to bring this up. Are we comfortable with having that in this room?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a public hearing. It's just an agendized item, so the public can attend, but it's really just you signing what you've already said, you already approved, basically.
Okay. It's no news, so I didn't know if you had heard anything, or I haven't heard anything, but I also want to be as transparent as I can. And to me, it's just signing the documents that we've verbally and agreed to, and it's the written form of that.
I don't think it's going to be a lot of attendance, honestly.
Okay.
A few people, but nothing big.
Okay, all right. Well, there's no changes. It's just confirming it and putting it in writing.
Just signing it, yeah.
Great, okay. Do you have any other questions?
I don't. Chairman, I move we adjourn.
Well, do they have any more issues?
Mr. Chairman, no, we do not. We covered it all.
Okay.
Brooks, I can have like 5 minutes of your time after the meeting. That might be good.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So we still have a motion and a second.
Yeah.
Motion's been made. Seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.